Okay, so I keep forgetting to do this, so I'm just gonna do it now while I'm high and I have some time to kill before the Warriors game. But I keep getting questions about like how do I get jobs like so quickly, or like how did I get to the point that I'm at in my career like without a degree? Just a bunch of shit, and I just figure instead of answering people back like individually, because I'm just like constantly like, oh, I'll answer you when I have a chance, or instead of tweeting it out and like plugging up the timeline and annoying people, I figure I'll just address whatever I need to address and condense it all into this little recording. I honestly don't even know what I'm gonna say, but I guess I'll start with. I guess first, okay, so the thing people always ask me is for like resume help or like applying for jobs, like what can they do and blah blah blah. So I'm just gonna go through like the process of what I do and how like my application process, like I'm literally gonna tell you like how I did it, and I'm not gonna be super vague. Like I'm sure a bunch of people, or like if you go online or try Googling it, no one's gonna come out and tell you this because they're either gonna want you to like give them money for it, or they want to be paid for it for their secrets or whatever, or they're gonna like not tell you because they don't want you to be competition. And me, I just don't give a fuck. And honestly, I could be talking out of my ass. Maybe this only works for me. And it either way, I'm addressing the question of, what do I do? How do I do it? But I should probably start with, in order for you to like understand, I guess, like my whole application and job process in general, we should probably start with the fact that. Honestly, since like day one, my first job, don't get me wrong, like I didn't go to school at all. I didn't even have a chance. Like, okay, I lied. I took like a couple classes, and then I simply couldn't afford it, like especially on my own. I had no help, and so I was like, fuck it, I need to work. And so instead I got, like multiple jobs, and they were really bullshit jobs, like retail, like working at the mall, working at like gas stations, fucking working. I just burped, sorry. Working at like, I don't even fucking know. Like, I mean, just trust me, I've done it all. Like, restaurants, like, fucking everywhere. And so I did a bunch of jobs, when I was younger. And I also traveled a lot. So I would go to like different, cities for like jobs and stuff. So, like, anyway, so my whole point being, every single job that I've had that was totally incomplete and utter bullshit, or maybe like so like bottom of the chain that people just like, like every day, like if you have that job now, like most people just usually just, they collect their paycheck or they clock in, and they're not really there to really do anything except their collect their paycheck and put in hours and not give a fuck. And I'm sure most people are probably just like, yeah, like why would I give a fuck about being like a cashier or like, working at a store or stocking shit or whatever? But it's honestly more than that, as cliche as it sounds. Like, I'm obviously, most of what I'm saying is gonna pertain to like the business side of life. I mean, like as far as like law or medical or things where you actually need a like technical degree or whatever, I mean, like that, I can't help you. That shit, I don't know. But since most jobs in the world, like 80% of like, the country's jobs are mostly like in business and, what operates a business and et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, I guess with that being said, my whole thing ever since day one, at every single job that I ever had, like every manager, every like, leader, anybody in some sort of like leadership position, I always, even if it was like outside of my job or anything, I was always really curious to know like what they were doing, how they were doing, like why are they doing this, as far as like their job duties and just really understanding their roles. And so what I did was just kind of like essentially like teach myself on the job, or have them teach me and in a way mentor me, because I was so curious, is learn what they were doing, and enough to the point where like if I were to go and apply for jobs, I could cush my resume and say, yeah, like I've done this before, and apply for a title that's like way outside of my league, even though I've never done it before. And that's essentially been like my method as far as like applying for jobs over the years, is every single position I've ever had, I've used whatever, you know, mentorship or knowledge that I could gain for, you know, roles that were higher or above mine. And then I would apply that to, you know, I mean, I would make sure I understood it. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, oh, I want to know what they're doing and then put it on my resume. I mean, I made sure that I understood what they were doing, why they were doing it, enough to like where if they weren't at the store or whatever, like I could do it for them, even though that was totally outside of my, you know, job description. I mean, I just, like I said, it was mostly a curiosity thing. But anyway, I would leverage all of that information and put that on my resume and, you know, be able to go into job interviews confidently, which I will touch on a little bit after I explain this. But, you know, that's actually what's ultimately like led me to like constantly progress in my career. And so, you know, that's really been my plan of attack, is just learning whatever I can, learning from people above me, learning their job and understanding their job and, you know, their duties and their, you know, just everything that, you know, is under the umbrella of their position. And I like learned it myself. It doesn't matter if I wasn't getting paid what they're getting paid or anything like that, because I knew in the long run, this information is going to benefit me somehow. And so essentially that's what I would do. I would take this information that wasn't, you know, I've never done that job before, but I knew it well enough to, you know, go to another company and, you know, apply for that position because I knew how to do it. And so, you know, I'm sure everybody knows this. This is just resume 101, is just taking whatever job you're applying for, getting their job description, you know, what are their qualifications, like what, you know, is part of the job role, and just putting that into your resume and finding places that it fits in your job history. And so, you know, and that means as far as like cushioning the title of like whatever past positions you've had. And as far as references, honestly, don't even worry about that. Unless you're working for like a government company or you're working like somewhere where they have like a really, really thorough background check, which honestly isn't very many places anymore, is they're really not going to call for references or call your past jobs. Honestly, they've instilled that fear in people just so that way they expect people to be more honest, because, you know, we live in such a cutthroat world. But I'm telling you, you have to fucking lie and collect your references later. Nobody really has the time anymore to go out of their way to call and like fact check your entire resume. They're just going to go as high level as they possibly can. And it's your job to basically, you know, like I said, like do your research, look into the company, grab their job descriptions, you know, anything that they're looking for as qualifications for the role that you want, and somehow implement that into past roles that you've had. So, I mean, I know that goes without saying, but it should just be, I mean, I feel like I have to reiterate it anyway. So you should have like several resumes. If you have like one, that's obviously fine. But I mean, I usually try to have at least like 2 to 3. Just because I do apply for like so many different positions usually. So, you know, and also like industries that matters. And I know it sounds like a lot of work, but you really have to put in the work. I mean, I mean, it's not going to be easy and I'm not going to bullshit it. Like you really have to you really have to like put the work in. And with that said, when you're applying for jobs, I would say the first thing to do is definitely go on like Indeed, go on LinkedIn, go on like, I don't know, Career Builder. I primarily use Indeed and LinkedIn, but like go on these websites and literally make a profile and fill it out and do everything. And I get it. It's so fucking douchey. I don't want to do it either, but I mean, realistically, companies out there, especially companies you probably want to look for or work for, I mean, they're doing their research, and this is like honestly the bare minimum. And if you don't have LinkedIn, if you don't have like Indeed, if you just don't have any sort of like resume or workspace somewhere online, you are fucking behind. And that's honestly probably why you're not getting jobs. So that's kind of the bare minimum. Like definitely fill out all of those profiles and make yourself look good. I mean, just kind of like take your time with it and really be very thorough and, you know, kind of set yourself apart. And something I like to do, honestly, is go on LinkedIn and just search people that have jobs that I want or job titles and go through like resumes or like companies that they work for or companies that I want to work for or similar companies that I want to work for, like going through their like, you know, employees. I mean, there's just so much information out there and there's just so much like, I mean, people have their full blown resumes and there's so many things that like you could just totally take away and put it on your profile and, you know what I mean, ultimately make yourself look better, whether it's true or not. You got to make yourself stand out. And so definitely that would be like my first thing. If you're applying for jobs, make sure you have the LinkedIn, make sure you have the you know, Indeed profile and, you know, Career Builder, Monster, whatever you choose to do. You know, that should be your first big thing, is filling those out. And also that's going to save you a lot of time. Like, I know it's monotonous and it's very tedious because you have to really take your time and you're doing it over and over and over. But in the long run, I mean, you're going to need it eventually, like no matter what. And also when you are applying for jobs, this kind of like helps you, because a lot of times all you have to do is apply for jobs with your profile. Again, I feel like this is just so basic 101, like stupid, like, you know, like jobs for dummies type shit. But like, I feel like I don't know if maybe not everybody knows this. I mean, I don't know. I'm just, like I said, I'm going through the motions of what I do and what has worked for me. And anyway, so I have a lot of luck on Indeed. I have a lot of luck on LinkedIn, and it's a good way to network and, you know, just kind of do your thing. And anyway, so I would say on top of like making sure you have profiles out there, make sure you have a nice resume. For me, I honestly have a few skeletons for like cover letters, but I mostly write them out for every job that I apply for and I make it personal. Like I said, I do have like somewhat of a template, but mostly, holy shit, I dropped my phone because I'm too busy like smoking and talking. And anyway, forgot what I was saying. But yeah, so cover letters, make sure, I'm sure, yeah, you just have to write a good cover letter. And essentially that's just bragging about yourself, which isn't very hard to do, you know? Like, you have to pretty much just, yeah, like sell them, like why you're better than anyone. And yeah, so for me, because I am in sales, it is a little easier, I think, because I don't have a degree and you don't need a degree for sales. And for me, I just kind of started out from the bottom and worked my way up to the top. And that pretty much started out with, I mean, in most sales positions, like entry level, you're working with like small to medium sized business. So that's like, you know, like your mom pop shops. So like landscapers or like, you know, coffee shops, you know, plumbers, just, you know, pizza factories, just whatever, just like things like that. Those are typically like the regular businesses you're working for, or like you're trying to close in the beginning of your sales career. But it really ranges, you know, or typically just companies in general that, you know, have, you know, 50 to like, you know, 200 employees, very, very small, low tier, you know, companies, because you're able to really like penetrate everybody that you need to. I know, please don't be a pervert, but you know what I mean? As far as like your, you know, chain, I guess like your, I forget what word I'm looking for, but I'm still stuck that I said penetration, because I know, well, actually I said penetrate, but I should just stop saying it at this point. But, yeah, so see, now I totally forgot what I was saying, because I have like penetration and penetrate like stuck in my head now. Okay, I need to go back. I need to rewind my brain for a second. Okay, let's just, oh yeah, so I was talking about small, medium business. Okay, there we go. I got the penetration out of my head. So yeah, so small, medium business. And then from there, you're going to like mid-market size businesses, which is usually, you know, between like the 500 to 1,000 range as far as like employees. And you're also, you know, penetrating up the chain as far as like leadership and, you know, people who can make decisions and close deals and make deals. And those typically take a little longer because you're working with so many people. and then later, eventually you work too. I mean, you can sit there, it's pretty decent money. But eventually most people, like myself, my end goal was always to, you know, get into enterprise sales, which is what I do now. Finally, I worked my way up here. But basically, I'm working with really, really top, you know, organizations with, you know, thousands of employees, and they're, you know, they're doing deals that are worth like millions and billions of dollars, and, you know, the larger end of like hundreds of thousands. And so, you know, people like me step in, and I'm, you know, part of, well, basically I do sales and I do deals with them. And that usually involves going through multiple people, multiple departments, multiple like leadership heads. And, you know, a typical deal size, you know, takes anywhere from like 6 to 12 months. And, you know, the thing is like when they do, you're getting a percentage of these large, large, you know, huge, like 6 to 8 figure deals. And, you know, you're getting a percentage of that. So I guess it's essentially like real estate, but it's like business, because you're getting a commission for really big sales. The process takes a lot longer, and you're really working on your, you know, business relationships with, you know, very, very high caliber executives and, you know, people that just, you know, pretty much the most brilliant minds in the world, because they're like C-suite and they're managing and, you know, directing, you know, these huge, huge billion-dollar companies. So it feels really cool to be in this area, because this is what I've always wanted. And like I said, anybody can do it, honestly. And it's not like it's not like something I just was like handed into or anything, or I knew anybody. Like, I legit fucking worked my ass off, and I've succeeded at every job that I've ever had in sales that I've been able to get to this point. And so, you know, now I'm back in management, and then eventually, like, you know, the next level up would be like director, and then like VP. And like, the fact that all of these are like within reach, like, makes me feel like really great. And it's like, I know I have like a really long way to go. Like, I'm still like barely at the beginning stages, I guess, of my career. Like, I'm just still like learning to walk, basically. You know, but like the fact that like it's like those are like on the path that I'm on, you know, feels really good to like get to this point. So with that said, I don't think anyone, and probably part of the reason that I brag so much, and I'm not even really bragging, but it's more like I'm celebrating like my wins, because, you know, like I really have come from like nothing, and I don't have a degree. So, I mean, it is possible to really do anything you want, you know, even if you feel like you're disadvantaged or you can't. Oftentimes it's just, you know, like laziness. Let's be real. People are just fucking lazy. Not saying you are if you're listening to this, but most people are. Let's be real. Nobody wants to put the work in. Nobody ever wants to do anything. They want things handed to them, and then they just give up. And it's just like, that's just not my personality, and that's not my attitude. And, you know, it's like, I really did have to grow up fast. So I was kind of forced to be this way. It was either sink or swim. So I think most people should kind of adopt that like attitude though. And so with that said, back to like applying for jobs. Once you get your resume shit all taken care of, the next biggest, hugest thing I would say people should definitely focus on is their confidence, because you could literally have the best resume in the entire fucking world. You could have a, you know, like Ivy League education. You could be the most like perfect person on paper, but in real life, I mean, that's what it really comes down to, is being able to have chemistry and the people skills to connect with people and be confident with yourself, and, you know, prove to them that they can, like, you know, you're the person who can do the position that you're applying for. And I know that's all super cheesy, like everybody knows this type of shit, but I don't really think people do. People are very insecure, and, you know, I suffer with it myself in other areas of my life, but definitely not my work life. And it really is mindset, because I'm just like, how can I be so fucking confident and so badass in my career and my work life, but then, like, I have so many other insecurities and, you know, in other areas of my life, and I'm just like, you know, it really is just being able to make that mindset and the mentality, like, you know, consistent. So I'm trying to crack the code myself, but with that said, I still think that doing your research and putting work in is actually going to help your, you know, confidence even more anyway. So if you are applying for a job, like, look at the reviews online, like look into the company, like go on LinkedIn, look at the people who work there. Do they look like people you can see yourself with, you know, every single day? I keep burping, sorry, but like, you know, do these, you have to kind of like visualize it in your head and then really, really see yourself there. And, you know, look into the company, know your shit, know like your own, you know, work history, be able to back up what you say and just fucking own it and just drive the conversation, just steamroll every fucking person that you talk to because they're just as insecure. They have the same insecurities. They have the same low self-esteem. They've been in your shoes. So don't let anyone like intimidate you in any way. And honestly, it's like, if you don't get the job or you don't get on to the next part of the interview, then, you know, whatever, it's their loss. It's practice for you. And, you know, if you go to, you know, the in-person, you know, interview, that alone should give you the confidence, like, hey, you were enough to get your foot in the door with your resume. They obviously saw something. They obviously knew you had something in you because they were able to, like, pick that up over the phone or in your phone interview or whatever your next step was. And, you know, it was enough to invite you in and meet in person. So at that point, that should really gas you up. Like, hey, you've made it this far. Again, know your shit. Do your research. Know who you're talking to. And really utilize your resources online. And then, you know, just visualize yourself there and I swear it'll happen. And if for some reason, like they don't like you or you feel it was weird and you didn't get the job, then whatever. Like when I get rejected too. I just do enough work where I don't have to worry about getting rejected because I know other shit's coming. So, as far as like rejection though, like my biggest thing is, like I said, it's practice. It's just more practice. And, you know, if you didn't have chemistry or they didn't like you or, you know, the vibe was off, like, don't even worry about that. Like, you don't even want to work for them anyway, and you probably dodged a bullet. Like, if they don't fuck with you, like, enough to hire you, do you really want to work for these people? Like, fuck no. They don't even deserve you. So they can hire the next loser fucking nerd that comes in or whatever, or the next person, whoever they feel fits their dry, stupid fucking, you know, place or whatever. Don't worry about it. You don't need it. You'll get something else that's better and meant for you. And oftentimes, that's usually what happens. I know people say it, and you're just like, no fucking way. Like, it's a myth. No, it's usually true. So, anyway, I hope I gave some insight as to how I get the jobs that I have and, you know, how I've gotten to where I am, what I do, etc. I don't even know. I just talked to, you know, I talked about myself for 20 minutes, and it's not very hard for me to do that. So, anyway, I think I'm done with this, and if anyone made it this far and listened to this, then definitely, I mean, if you have any other, like, I guess if you have any other questions, or, you want me to, like, look at your resume, or give you, like, you know, any feedback or anything, or, like, cover letter help, I mean, definitely don't hesitate, but also, yeah, so I guess my biggest takeaways are, learn whatever you can at your bullshit jobs or whatever job that you have that you think is bullshit. I mean, care a little bit, or at least go online and do your research. Like, you fucking have the world at your fucking fingertips now. There's no excuse to not, like, back your shit up. So, definitely do whatever you need to do. Practice it, whatever. You know, learn whatever you can enough to where you think you can do that job at your next job. I mean, honestly, life is all about bullshit. Like, being able to bullshit and back it up. Like, if you know you can do something, or you have learned it and you may have not done it in the past, lie. Seriously, lie, lie, lie. I mean, don't lie a lot, but I mean, definitely cush your fucking resume. I know a lot of people do it, and most people are scared, but you have to. Like, it is so fucking cutthroat out in the world, and there's so many people that are way more stupid, and there's so many other people who just don't know how to lie. I don't know. All I'm saying is trust me. Fucking trust me. Just do whatever you need to do, you know? Just, like, hustle and lie. Anyway, okay, I'm done talking. Bye.